Part 5. New Publicly Traded Securities. According to Syke Merico and Castillon, five companies intend to issue shares of new common stock upon emergence pursuant to the plans of reorganization they filed or intend to file in their Chapter 11 cases in July 2013. These companies are Excel Maritime, BioVest International, Synagro Technologies, KV Pharmaceutical, and Maxcom Telecom. Excel Maritime Carriers Ltd., the operator of 38 dry bulk vessels, filed a Chapter 11 plan on July 15th to implement a reorganization worked out before its July 1st bankruptcy filing. The plan will give ownership to secured lenders owed $771 million, although the lenders will allow current owner Gabriel Panayiotidis to keep control, or at least initially. Unsecured creditors with claims totaling $163 million will receive a $5 million 8% note for a predicted recovery of 3%. Holders of $150 million in unsecured convertible notes make up the bulk of the unsecured claim pool. Unsecured creditors are to receive the note only if the class votes in favor of the plan. An ad hoc group among holders of the convertible notes already said the plan is, quote, inappropriate and unconfirmable. They oppose the idea of allowing Panayiotidis to have the exclusive right to, quote, buy back the Athens-based company while giving a, quote, nominal distribution to unsecured creditors. Excel filed an explanatory disclosure statement to explain the plan. If the bankruptcy court in Manhattan approves disclosure materials at a September 30th hearing, secured and unsecured creditors can begin voting on the plan. Trade suppliers owed $16.5 million will be paid in full in the ordinary course of business to avoid having the vessels seized, the company previously said. In addition to the stock, the plan gives secured lenders new restructured secured notes for $771 million. Outside the plan, the lenders will allow Mr. Panayiotidis to buy 60% of the stock from them for a $10 million unsecured note and the turnover to the company of a $20 million escrow account. He will have the right to buy another 15% by March 2015 for $20 million. If he doesn't buy the additional stock, the lender's equity ownership will rise to 75%. Mr. Panayiotidis will control a majority of the board initially. If he doesn't buy the additional stock, he loses control. If he purchases the additional stock, the new notes will mature in 2018. Otherwise, they mature a year earlier. Excel says the enterprise value ranges from $575 million to $625 million, with a midpoint of $600 million. The midpoint value is how the disclosure statement arrives at a 77% recovery for secured creditors. According to the disclosure statement, the new stock going to the lenders has, quote, option value only. BioVest International Inc. won bankruptcy court approval for a Chapter 11 reorganization plan, complementing the previously approved sale of the business in exchange for debt owing to secured lenders Core Real LLC and Loris Valens Funds. With the plan approved, lenders can take ownership through the plan or by virtue of the court's approval of a sale. If the transfer of ownership occurs by implementation of the plan, the sale approval will become void. There was an auction at the end of May to ensure that there was no purchase offer better than the lenders. The lenders are buying the business in exchange for $44 million in debt, in return for their claims totaling $10.3 million. In return for their claims totaling $10.3 million, unsecured creditors will have 7 million shares. BioVest's majority owner, Exscientia Biopharmaceuticals Inc., will have one share of stock for every dollar of ultimately approved claims. The lenders will have the remainder of the 100 million shares of stock being issued. Exscientia has an unsecured claim against BioVest for $5 million, according to the disclosure statement approved by the bankruptcy court. The lenders won't acquire the business under the plan unless and until the bankruptcy court determines that Exscientia isn't the owner of technology claimed by BioVest. In mid-July, BioVest successfully emerged from Chapter 11 reorganization, formally completing its restructuring and recapitalization strategy. Synagro Technologies received approval from the U.S. Bankruptcy Court in Delaware of the disclosure statement explaining its reorganization plan. The plan is sponsored by Synagro Infrastructure Company, Inc., and it's intended to effectuate the plan's sponsor's acquisition of Synagro Tech's business in exchange for approximately $480 million including cash of approximately $465 million and the assumption of certain liabilities. The existing equity interest in Synatec and Synagro Drilling will be canceled. The Synatec new common stock will be issued to the plan sponsor, and the Drilling new common stock will be issued to Drillco. KV Pharmaceutical amended its joint Chapter 11 plan of reorganization and related disclosure statement for the sixth time in late July. According to the disclosure statement, quote, the overall purpose of the plan is to provide for the restructuring of the debtor's liabilities in a manner designed to maximize recovery to stakeholders and to enhance the financial viability of the reorganized debtors. The plan reflects an agreement and compromise among the debtors, the creditors' committee, the holders of at least 75% in dollar amount of the Class 3 senior secured notes claims, and the holders of approximately 97% in dollar amount of Class 6 convertible subordinated notes claims. Under the agreement and compromise, A. Each holder of an allowed senior secured notes claim will receive its pro rata share of a cash distribution in the amount of $231,409,850, i.e., the total amount of senior secured notes claims for prepetition principal and interest owing under the senior secured notes less unamortized original issue discount, plus 2. The amount of any postpetition interest and accredited original issue discount amount determined by the bankruptcy court to be owned by the holders of senior secured notes under the subordination provisions of the convertible subordinated notes indenture, which amounts, if any, shall be determined by the bankruptcy court in connection with confirmation of the plan. B. The debtor's existing indebtedness under the DIP credit agreement will be paid in full in cash. C. The debtor's existing indebtedness in respect of convertible subordinated notes claims will be canceled and exchanged for 7% of the new common stock of reorganized KV. And D. Each holder of an allowed general unsecured claim against any debtor shall receive cash in an amount equal to its pro rata share of $10,250,000. Maxcom Telecomunicaciones, SAB, a Mexico City-based phone company, sought protection under Chapter 11 and filed a plan of reorganization. The plan, which was supported by more than 98% of the holders of the company's $200 million in 11% senior secured bonds, who voted on it before the bankruptcy filing, provides for the issuance of new notes upon the company's emergence. Under the proposal, all creditors except the senior note holders will be paid in full. Ventura Capital agreed to make a $45 million capital infusion and offered to buy outstanding shares for 2.9 pesos each. Senior note holders would get $200 million in new notes and reduced interest in extended maturities, according to the statement. They will also have the right to buy equity that isn't subscribed in the offering, worth as much as 15% of the value of their notes. That ends the Beard Group Corporate Restructuring Review for July 2013, brought to you by the editors of the Troubled Company Reporter and Troubled Company Prospector. If you'd like to receive the Troubled Company Reporter for 30 days at no cost and with no strings attached, call Nina Novak at 240-629-3300 or visit bankrupt.com/free trial and we'll add you to the distribution list. That telephone number again is 240-629-3300. And that website address again is bankrupt.com/free trial. Tune into our next monthly restructuring review on September 16th. Thank you for listening.